This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 podcast, coming to you late night, at least on Texas time. Jared, you're on the West Coast. You are on the West Coast right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you doing this. Obviously, we don't want to talk too long because this was a total disaster to start the season. Baylor loses 101-63 to Gonzaga. We've seen this happen before, and the teams that, you know, in recent years where this happened ended up having pretty good teams. You know, obviously, this happened at Marquette, first road game. This was a true road environment, make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
It also happened at Michigan State. I was there for that one. Kind of, you know, that one we got rolled pretty good in that one as well. But it's disappointing. I mean, you got some veteran players. You got Jeremy Roach from the portal. You got Norchad Omier. You've got quite a few seniors on this team, and you are relying on some freshmen. You're relying on VJ Edgecombe. He had a spectacular dunk at the end, but he had a pretty inefficient game overall. Rob Wright was solid, 7 assists, 1 turnover. That was a bright spot, 12 points.
Definitely.
But, you know, this team's got some issues, and they really start on the defensive end. We were hopeful that because this team is quick, that we would see vast improvement in the defense, particularly perimeter pressure. And I know that that's a focus, but tonight they just let Gonzaga, a very experienced team, a team that's played together, most of those guys, for years, but they just let them get what they wanted. And Gonzaga's size certainly took advantage of Baylor's lack of size inside. And, you know, just the game just really snowballed. Baylor did make a run in the second half, cut it to 13, but then made a few boneheaded turnovers. I think that, you know, Gonzaga quickly extended that over 20, and then you end up with a 38-point loss. You know, it just was, you know, one of those games. You know, 3-for-22 from the three. You know, we're expecting Baylor to be one of the better three-point shooting teams in the nation. I think they will be. But tonight they certainly didn't put that on paper. That's a pretty awful stat. What else you want to talk about, Jared? What did you see? What's encouraging to you? Is there anything encouraging to you after this loss?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, Omier was pretty much what he was advertised to be.
Right.
You know, he had a few rough moments, but he was steady.
Yep.
You know, he put up only had 9 rebounds, but he was close to, you know, 15 and 9. He was 5 for 7 from the line. He took a 3 there in the second half that popped in and out that looked like he, you know, he had a little bit more touch on his shot that I think than most people realize, because he does have a tendency to, when he's close to the rim, he doesn't kind of has, will sometimes line drive him a little bit. And, but I think he played pretty well. And Wright, you know, flashed some really nice things. I thought in the second half, I thought Josh played pretty well.
Yeah.
You could tell he was kind of pissed off. The effort was there in the second half. You know, he ended up with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, only 1 turnover. He didn't really hurt us. He didn't give us much, but then I thought after the game was over there, he was really still plugging. And I was, you know, I was proud of at least of his effort in the second half there. He was crashing the rim really hard and, you know, not really much else to talk about than that. So Celestine, you know, went 2-for-5 from 3 and played his role okay. That's about it. You know, we went, 3-for-22, and he went 2-for-5. He did his part. Everybody else sucked.
Right.
As far as three-pointers go. I mean, our guards collectively hit 1-3. I mean,
right.
You're not going to beat anybody when that happens that's any good. And Gonzaga just, I mean, obviously they were getting a lot of clean looks, but they were still, I mean, they shot 42%. Out rebounded us 45-32. So, you know, we gave them a lot, especially in the first half, we gave them a lot of second chances and they were hurting us and they were scoring off turnovers that they were forcing. I mean, it was just, I mean, that's just pretty much as bad as a game you get. I mean, between two good teams, it's just that score isn't supposed to happen. It's kind of unheard of. I'm still kind of processing what happened there. I mean, it's just, losing by 20 points is one thing. Losing by 38 is a whole nother. I mean, that's going to be just a metric crusher that's going to be weighing us down for the entire season. It's a game that can cost you a full seed or even 2 seeds. It's brutal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's not a whole lot of things you can positively spin this.
I mean, we need Gonzaga to be like a top 3 or 4 team in the nation this year. And we need them to blow some other people out. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, really bad. But there, you know, there is a – a timeline that plays out where Gonzaga goes 30-2 and dominates and
Sure.
blows some other people out, and then it's like, oh, okay, well, this is just a damn good team. But
Sure.
and I think that could, I mean, I think that could happen because this that was that's an elite roster, perfect mix of players. They've been winning for almost 30 years now. I
Right.
mean, they're a well-oiled machine and returned 80% of their production. You know, six of eight guys in their top are seniors. And have been in the or six of them were seniors, and six of them have been in the program for 2+ years in the top eight. So,
Right.
not all two of the seniors are transfers, but the saw. I mean, those kids off the bench. I mean, people. I mean, Dusty Schroemer, Brendan Huff, Greg. I mean, these players are really good.
Experienced players, yeah.
Gonzaga's been recruiting elite 4-star players and
Right.
stacking them up for years, and they don't leave the program, and they have, they have a special culture just like we do, and they have. This could be a really special team. I mean, this could be the team that wins it all for Gonzaga. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm not saying that just because they beat us by 38. It's just that's how good they looked. I mean,
Right.
I'm not trying to make excuses. That's how good they played.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said there. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Bears bounce back against Arkansas. You know, this
Yeah.
I know, you know, in the past I can't remember who we played right after Michigan State. Was it Duke last year? I think it
Yeah,
was
and
Duke.
we had a 6-point lead in the second half in that
Yeah.
game with 5 minutes left. I think we were up 6 points in that game, and then Duke closed out along in like a big run, like a
Thanks to
14-2-ish
Jeremy
or
Roach,
something
yeah,
run.
right.
So it's not like we came out shell shocked the next game. We came out and played. I think Duke had us at halftime a little bit, and then we made a run in the second half and then lost. But yeah, it was a decent enough performance where. I'm really not worried about the guys being shell shocked or coming into the game with confidence issues. I think we'll be okay.
Right.
I think Wright is it seems like a guy that's just completely unflappable, and I think VJ was trying to maybe live up to the hype a little bit, maybe some nerves. Also, I think he was kind of. Like I think he's maybe better as a complimentary player right now. Like on the Bahamas team, he was really efficient and he was not trying to force anything ever. He was
Right.
just kind of out there and taking it when he could. And I think he was trying to force it a little bit tonight, where that's just not really his game right now at this point. He's not really an ISO guy. But I think if he can fit into more of a team role, I think, he'll start to have some pretty elite production from the way I saw him play this summer. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for positives, I mean, Baylor scrimmaged two teams that are going to be top 50 teams, and they beat both of those teams in
Yeah.
scrimmages.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, this is a game that is kind of a nightmare opener. You know, you're going on a true road game. You're
Yeah, I mean,
just not.
I had a little meltdown in the thread when I found out we were playing this game.
Right.
A couple people got mad at me and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna win. You can't blah blah." And I'm
Yeah,
not trying to
no,
toot my
yeah.
horn here, but
Right.
I mean, it was obvious that this was a potential outcome. A blowout loss was a
Sure.
potential outcome when I found out the game was in Spokane. So I was a little worried. And then when I found out it was a road game, I was like, "Okay, well, everything's fine. I don't care if we lose as long as we don't get blown out." And
Yep.
we got blown out, so
Yeah.
that sucks
Yeah,
because.
yeah, really it was a terrible loss. You know, I think those coaches are going to be miserable for the next few days because I know, in talking to the coaches after the Marquette blowout, and then we
Yeah.
bounced back and beat Gonzaga in South Dakota a couple years ago. You know, they were just working around the clock, you know, trying to get ready for Gonzaga and to, you know, prevent that one loss becoming two. And I'm
Well,
sure it's going to be that way for Arkansas as well.
the players should be fired up if they
Oh,
have any sort of pride. I
yeah.
mean, it could end up being a good thing, I mean, I'm a little upset. A loss is a loss, but as a metrics guy, that one is tough to swallow.
Yeah, I mean it well, it's clear that the weaknesses we thought that we would have are definitely weaknesses.
Yeah,
Defensive
they got
rebounding,
exploited.
size. But I mean, Jay Williams said this all game, and
There was no ball pressure.
you've got to be nasty with the perimeter
Yeah.
pressure. It's there's no other way this defense is going to be good other than that. I mean, there's,
we got to extend it out to 30 feet and get in people's grills. Even if it ends up burning us, we get what we have to do it.
Yeah. And you got to create steals and turnovers and deflections.
I was a little surprised that we didn't extend pressure out.
And I know that was the game plan. I know that was a scout. I think maybe it was nerves or just like,
I don't know.
Maybe just overconfidence or something.
And Roach were both like not very impressive, and they seemed like they were kind of off the ball a little
right.
bit. Like, yeah, Jay Will definitely was harping on that tonight.
Roach has got to be better. I mean, his threes look.
Well, we need to talk about the rotations because what was going on there? I mean, how many times can they get lost and point to each other and like blame each other? And like, I mean, let Battle shoot the widest open threes possible, like back to back possessions. And there was a lot of times where Gonzaga hit like a guy down low on the block, like on the little back cut or whatever. Like, and there was just nobody there like several times. And it's just,
yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
I don't know.
I mean,
more reps will help that obviously, but I'm just like, it seems like for the third year we have defensive personnel issues where no matter what defense we play, we might struggle. And like, we were hoping we'd have these guards up in their grill, and we didn't do it. So, I mean, unless that changes quickly, I'm definitely a little worried since we don't really have the rim protection to fall back on. There was a couple nice blocks in this game, but that's just not Josh's game. And Amir and DJ just aren't big enough. And Amir's going to block some shots, but he's not, you know, if you're not pressuring people and they're getting by you, you need to funnel them into a shot blocker. And we just don't really have a guy you can funnel people to. We have some defensive personnel issues for sure. And
it's clear we were missing Langston. I mean, Langston's a big piece of what we're expecting this year, and he's got to get healthy. I mean, that's
just very, very disappointing that he's not quite ready for prime time. It's going to be more important that he's ready for the Big 12 and then, eventually for the tournament. You know, we all knew we were going to take some lumps and, you know, lose two or three games maybe with this non-con. We have five super competitive matchups, and none of them are in Waco. So, I mean, it's reasonable if we go 2-3 in those games. It's reasonable. And they're going to all end up being Q1 games. So, this game against Arkansas is big. You know, we got to win this game. We can't fall to 0-2.
I mean, Arkansas looked like world beaters against Kansas in an exhibition game, but Kansas was missing two of their starters. And then, you know, Arkansas loses in an exhibition game to TCU 66-65.
They're probably going to be inconsistent.
Yeah, they'll be inconsistent.
Cal's teams are usually really talented, but kind of inconsistent, especially it's year one. I mean, I don't really know what to expect too much, but.
But it could be another road environment. I mean, you know, we know Dallas.
They're gonna
show
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah. They'll fill it up. They have a real basketball fan base, and we don't. It's the one reason why, people are, you know, we're really shocked that Drew didn't go to Kentucky is because, you know, he has that built-in fan base is a pretty huge advantage that we just don't have. We don't really show up for neutral or road games. Foster is awesome now. We've got it. We've got the home court advantage.
For sure.
But we still struggle to, have any sort of crowd impact on these neutral games.
Right.
It doesn't really matter where they are. Like you said, even in Dallas, we're going to be like the road team if you just base it on crowd noise. So, we'll see.
All right. Well, that's all we probably need to say about this game. Yeah. We'll flush it. We'll move on to Arkansas.
Try not to overreact. There's a lot of people that are posting stupid stuff as usual about how we can't shoot and we won't be good. And it's like, you just don't, that's not how basketball works.
Calm down.
Let's let the season play out. That was embarrassing. Flush it, get better. Go beat the Hogs, right?
Yeah. And I mean, those environments are, I was at the Michigan State game last year, and I mean, if I'm being honest, it's probably influential in why I didn't go to this game. But I mean, it's just like when the emotion in the building, and you know, these are paid athletes. They're some of these guys are making a lot of money to play basketball for Baylor, but at the end of the day, you know, they're still 18 to 23, 24 year olds. So I think that, you know, they get emotion affects them, and that, you know, that home crowd and the momentum.
Yes, it's a big deal. Snowball effect. I mean, it happens. It's the thing in basketball. It's like Teams
It's
get blown
why
out
home it's
sometimes.
like why home
It's
court is so critical
for sure,
and having full arenas.
it's just there's been we've had you know three or four snowball effect games now in our last you know 70 games or whatever, and that's a little, it's just a little too much. Like one, we shouldn't be getting blown out one every 20 games like we are, or it's really one every probably five games when you consider the type of competition. Like we, you know, pretty much in our top toughest dozen to 15 games in the last two plus seasons, we've gotten blown out three times now, smoked.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's fix it. Figure it out.
Well, the good all thing is they've all happened early in the season. And hey, great night for the Scott Homer Drew coaching tree, we should say.
Yeah, for sure. The coaching tree. I mean,
John Jacobs, great win for him. Paul Mills, you know, gets a win at Wichita State. Huge win for Matt Driscoll. They beat South Carolina.
Road. I mean, that's
that was
big.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if they would bring him back. I mean, that's just a program with zero resources.
Right.
And they probably know they've got a coach that's about as good as they can get.
And Bryce Drew wins also.
So, but that's, man, you know, maybe he'll cobble something together. That's definitely a strong win. South Carolina was a decent team last year. They're supposed to be a, you know, top 60-ish, you know, maybe an NIT team type. So, it's a good, really good win.
All right, we'll put a wrap on this. You've been listening to a Sikkim 365 post-game podcast with Ashley Hodge, Jared Hamby, Sikkim Bears.
Sikkim Bears.